WTAW News. Time is 8:04, almost 8:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Bryan School Board was updated this week on efforts to hire and keep minority teachers and administrators. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says among the challenges is keeping teachers who don't have families.
When these individuals on their exit interviews tell us why they're leaving, and they tell them it's because there's nothing to do in Bryan College Station for a single person, and there's really not. This is a wonderful community to raise your family. It's not the best community in the world to begin your family.
Wallace says not only are they competing with other school districts, but with private corporations. More information about the Bryan District's efforts are online at WTAW.com. Miramont Country Club hosted a Texas A&M System gathering of researchers pitching investment opportunities. Assistant Vice Chancellor Brett Cornwell says seven companies that have already raised $5 to $8 million are looking to private investors for additional growth.
New technologies to treat age-related macular degeneration in the marketplace. New detection kit technology for tuberculosis, better ways of storing natural gas and carbon capture, better ways of treating patients in congestive heart failure. All of these ideas and innovations that have been created by professors at the A&M system.
Cornwell says some of the private capital that is invested will return to the system in the form of sponsored research. This week's announcement from the EPA mandating additional regulations on coal-fired power plants continues to attract attention. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan notes the impact of raising the cost of generating power from coal.
And I think that's one of the things that underlies the president's proposed policy is to raise the cost of conventional energy so high that the less efficient alternative forms become more attractive.
Flores supports building more nuclear power plants, which he says can replace coal plants reaching the end of their operating lives. The arrest reports of two former Texas A&M football players provides more information about how they are accused of a drug-related armed robbery 2 weeks ago. College Station police investigators say phone records of one of the three victims included calls from Darian Claiborne just before the robbery, and victims picked out Claiborne and Isaiah Golden in photo lineups. They are accused of taking $1,500 from the victims at gunpoint. The victims say they were using the money to buy marijuana from the former players. A man who walked into the city mission in Bryan last week claiming to not know his identity is now in jail. Bryan police report an investigation determined it was a 70-year-old man wanted by Anderson County authorities. John Alton Curtis of Elkhart was arrested Wednesday at the mission on a warrant for indecency with a child. A search of two Bryan homes early Tuesday morning by Bryan and College Station police led to four arrests on drug charges. Officers seized what they believe to be almost $6,000 worth of K2 and promethazine codeine syrup, along with $1,100 in cash. The search took place at homes on Virginia Street near the intersection of West 28th and Palisoda. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
It's 8:10, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Offering a loaner program. You come home, your unit's not working. They've got a loaner for you while they fix yours. It's Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278.
Considerable sunshine developing today, a few passing clouds, temperatures up to 90 today. A few spots may get as warm as 95. We could have a little bit of a breeze developing today as well. Some clouds may form late tonight, lows near 75. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, breezy with a high close to 90. partly cloudy, 75 through tomorrow night. Saturday's going to be sunny, and highs will range anywhere from 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That ought to be pretty fun.
Ugh.
Little 95 thing. We haven't done that in a while. Get that heat index up. Five most congested cities in U.S. America. We'll tell you about them in just a little while.
We talking about allergies or traffic?
No, traffic.
Okay.
Traffic. Saginaw, Michigan, a manager of a dollar store has been fired for allegedly spraying a customer with air freshener. Maybe they needed it. Gavin Edlinger, who is the manager of the Family Dollar store, caught on video confronting a group of accused shoplifters. In the clip, Gavin can be seen allegedly threatening to beat the shoplifters up and then spraying at least one of them with Febreze. The retailer has dismissed him, with a spokesperson saying, quote, "We take situations like this very seriously."
They do that at those high-end department stores when you walk past the parking
lot. Exactly, you know, you're exactly right.
I think I got a story on that someplace, too, where you go through the... And, you know, a long, long time ago, when we were a much smaller company, when we only had, like, three radio stations and weren't really doing the magazine, that's basically what we called it. We called it the gauntlet of aromas. We would walk down the hall because you'd catch each one of those people in there. We don't have cubicles here. We actually have kind of semi-walled offices, which is kind of neat, but nonetheless, with the cubicle, you probably could keep the smell in the... inside.
Anyway, your business is everybody's business.
That's exactly
Yipper.
Right. For his part, Gavin is pretty philosophical about it. He said, hopefully Febreze might offer me a commercial.
Blindfold him.
Exactly, which I kind of like. Speaking of commercials, I haven't known who this guy was. Obviously, he's very popular. It's Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
And I guess he and his wife are probably the new power couple in country music.
Yeah.
And I went to Google. I saw a commercial and I enjoyed it. I went to Google it. It's for a pizza place, and I picked the wrong pizza place, and it still popped up. But this was the kicker on the line that I heard of the commercial yesterday, which I really like. This is Blake Shelton, Hawking Pizza.
But you can believe it, because I'm telling you it's true, and I'm a celebrity.
Honesty in advertising.
I just like it. Put the headphones on there, Julianne. We're going to put you to work. Julianne's here this morning from the... Oh, she's got them on. Okay, from the animal shelter. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful.
It's time now for our game called I Think I Know This. I'll ask you a question, okay, and then you get to answer because you think you know the answer.
Okay.
All right. The boys will answer first, and then you get to answer third, okay? So you can take the same answer they have if you want to. Where is the world's biggest Elvis statue? Is it A, Memphis, B, Israel, or C, Japan? Kevin?
Japan.
I would think Japan.
It's Israel.
What?
Really?
I'm
no.
Just telling you. I'm just telling you. You thought you knew, but you don't. The average person will chew how many pieces of gum each year? Is it 100, 200, or 300, Patrick?
200.
300.
I'd go with 3.
It's 300.
Wow.
Somebody's doing your share.
The average person?
That's what it says.
I have maybe 5 pieces a year. Who's chewing
really?
That much gum?
Oh, I don't know. I chew gum. I chew about 3 pieces
I understand.
A day.
Do you really?
What? Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, no. I'm a one per day, and it's all day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, now where do you put it at lunch?
Behind his ear.
Well, I spit it out.
Oh, and then you don't have any in the afternoon?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's still four or five hours of solid gum chewing.
I understand.
Okay.
I know. I just let you know.
I can't do it.
All right.
I can't chew the gum.
Why? Because then you got to walk at the same time?
Yeah, well, that's the biggest part of it. Now, the way my teeth are in my mouth,
yeah, you just
if
like,
I end up
well,
biting...
Well, where else would your teeth be?
Their alignment...
Okay.
I end up chewing my cheeks.
They're ungum-like, okay.
It hurts.
All right, here we go. And then here's the last question of I Think I Know This. What is the average lifespan of a dog? Is it 12 years, 14 years, or 16 years? 12 years, 14 years, or 16 years, Kevin?
14.
Okay, Patrick?
I'm thinking of small dogs, too. 12.
I'd have to go 14.
It's 12.
Oh, wow.
It's 12, as a matter of fact. So there you go. So much for I Think I Knew This. So everybody knew a little bit of something.
Wait, don't tell me.
I like it. It's a great show. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, 8:15. All right. So what's going on? What's going on at the Bryant Animal Shelter?
Well, June is Adopt-A-Shelter Cat Month, so we're celebrating that all month long.
Celebrate it without me. I'm not a cat person. But that's okay. No,
that's
anyway.
Okay. Yep, that's okay. Yep, you know, 1 month a year we celebrate the cats, and this is the month of June.
Okay.
So we do want to highlight the cats. Most people who come in are looking for dogs, and we have lots of wonderful dogs. So if that's what you're looking for, we can help you out. But if you are fond of the feline, we have our Feline Frenzy Special going on all month of June.
Okay.
All cats will be only $5 to adopt, and that's both adult cats and kittens.
Wow.
We do have kittens in now. We had people a few months ago who were getting on wait list waiting for kittens to arrive. Well, they are here.
They're here. They're here. Huh?
They're here everywhere. Every size, shape, color that you may want. We've got just about everything. So
okay. What comes with the package there?
With
if they
the
do
package,
that?
You get basic feline testing, basic vaccinations, deworming, microchip, and a spay-neuter voucher.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So pretty good deal for $5.
Yes, I would think so.
For sure. And like I said, we've got a wide variety, very simple adoption procedure, a couple of pages you fill out, and within, you know, maybe sometimes 20 minutes, we can get you an animal and send them home with you.
Okay. Now, I thought also for people who rent, they probably need to get some sort of permission.
We do require that we have permission from a landlord. If you rent a home, whether it be an apartment or a house, whatever the case may be, so have that information ready. We also, if you have any current pets, we like to follow up and make sure that they are rabies vaccinated in accordance with state law. Mm-hmm. So if you've got all that paperwork when you walk in the animal shelter, then we can get you processed through very quickly.
Okay, we need county tags for cats as well as dogs?
That's
or just dogs?
Correct.
Okay.
Both dogs and cats are required to have Brazos County tags.
Okay, and you can get those there while you're
you
there.
You can get those at the Bryant Animal Center,
okay.
Yes.
What are your hours of operation?
We're open Tuesday through Friday from 12 to 6 and Saturdays 12 to 4.
Okay, and you're located?
At 2207 Finfeather.
Okay.
You can also give us a call at 979-209-5260 or find us online at BryantAnimalCenter.com.
Okay, and for folks who've been here, that's where the old Brazos Animal Shelter
that's
used
correct.
To be, so they know
yes.
where that is. Okay. All right, very good. Thanks for coming in this
Thanks
morning.
Thanks so much.
You bet. We visit the folks from the City of Bryant on Thursdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage. Particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
You know, the folks at Intercon really do think a lot of the idea of having good customer service. They know that's important. They're glad to do business with you. They put together a quality product at a fair price, but they understand no matter what, customer service is important. So here's the deal. If you're considering buying windows, maybe from another company, why not call their customer service line, just kind of like you're one of their customers, and see how that works out? Get tossed off into a phone tree, have to wait for somebody to call you back, have to leave a message. That's how you're going to get treated after you buy the product as well. Doesn't make any difference whether you already own it or not, so you can kind of get a sneak peek at the way customer service is handled. You can do the same thing at Intercon because, you know, if you have a problem with one of their products, you give them a call, you're going to talk to a person, and that person's going to respond, and this is a locally owned company, and they're going to do everything they can to make you a satisfied customer. Now, remember, with summer coming on, you can do a couple of things. First of all, energy-efficient windows. Secondly, solar screens. And guess what? Intercon does both of them for you. They handle them both the same way. You give them a call. They'll come out. They'll do the measurements. They'll get you an estimate. Then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure. And singularly, the whole idea of solar screens can make a difference immediately. As soon as they're put up, they can make a difference on the inside of your building or your home. You can choose the amount of blockage that you want, and they can even get the kind that have the grids on them so that they look like your windows before you put the solar screens up. And if you're a BTU customer, remember they have some incentives at BTU as well. But give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
More new faces on the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was an increase last week in the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department counted 312,000 first-time filings, 8,000 more than the prior week. Initial claims are still at a level that suggests the job market is improving. Walmart is expanding its Savings Catcher online tool. It compares Walmart prices for thousands of products with those charged by competitors. Customers who buy items at Walmart and pay more than they would have paid elsewhere will get e-gift cards for the difference. Netflix started pointing the finger of blame for internet service providers when its network video feeds are slowed. Direct messages to users appear on the screen as videos are buffering. One message reads, "The Verizon network is crowded right now, adjusting video for smoother playback." Stock market futures are pointing higher now. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If your car broke down right now, could you pay for the repairs? Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500 and an air conditioning compressor costs $1,600? Call AutoSave Go today and have your covered repair bills paid for when your vehicle breaks down. If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Coverage pays for parts, labor, diagnostics, taxes, and in most cases, even 24/7 roadside assistance. It's easy to qualify, and unlike other companies, we offer only the best coverage, always at the best price. It is unbeatable. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your free quote and free roadside assistance, call now. 800-270-3903. That's 800-270-3903. 800-270-3903.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Now, this is rather incredible. Now, losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. The Activate company has a new product that can help you lose weight now, and all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. You heard me right. Through a very unique combination of all natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, the spray is immediately absorbed and starts to do several things. It increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. You've always wanted a quick and easy way to lose weight, and now a company that you have come to know and trust for years is making that possible. Go to myactivate.com for more information, or you can call them toll-free 800-465-4411. Myactivate.com or 800-465-4411.
The stakes were high. Let me tell you, stakes were high.
The Soviet Union was moving on their plan of world conquest, and the United States was standing in the way. The way the Russians saw it, it was materialism that was the problem. The very idea that each person had the right to own their own house, their own car, and that the cars got a wasteful 10 miles to the gallon, well, that was nearly repugnant. The total waste of money spent on fashion, which changed nearly every year, was outlandish and wasteful. The high ideal of socialism of from each according to his ability and to each according to his need was fast being supplanted by the American ideal of work hard and reap the benefits. It had only been about 40 years since the Great Revolution, and socialism, and in fact communism, was starting to fail. The Soviets decided they needed something to show the world, and indeed their own countrymen, that communism was superior, that capitalism was weak, and that their form of government was able to deliver when free societies were not. So they made a decision, one that quite literally shocked the world. Now, we've known of their decision for a long time now, but it's only been in the past few years since the Russians declassified some previously top-secret papers that we have learned the real truth of the matter, that it was 100% aimed to topple capitalism and our way of life. I know that in the past you've heard and read much on this subject and why it happened, but with the recent release of those sensitive Soviet documents, we now know the truth. It was all a political ploy to bring down capitalism and the American way of life. That was its true intent, and the real reason that the Politburo gave the green light to the project. And now, you know too, that it's a little-known fact that the Soviet Union, in an effort to show the ills and decadent way of American life and the abuses of materialism, launched a plan to show Soviet superiority and humiliate America. It really wasn't technical at all. At least, that wasn't the intent. They really had no plans to go any further until we reacted and forced them to. And that's really what you saw that day in 1957 when the Soviet Union launched Sputnik.
Today, news stories of massive data breaches that have taken a toll on American consumers. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's become so complex, you simply can't figure it out alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Network doesn't cover all transactions and scope may vary. In the last year, news stories of massive data breaches at the nation's largest retailers have taken a toll on American consumers. USA Today reports that a quarter of all online shoppers have given up online shopping, saying it's just too risky. And there's more. 56% of all online users have cut back on the number of free websites they visit. They no longer trust anyone to protect their personal data. However, the larger the company, the greater the trust. This is surprising when you consider it was the largest retailers that caused most of the distrust by trying to hide the news of their own data breaches. The first retailer who embraces a public policy of honesty and real data protection guarantees to customers is going to win back both old and new customers. Read more, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at my website, commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they're more affordable than you think. Get 0% financing for 60 months and $1,000 off with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you. Or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See participating dealer for details and other financing options.
sweet for people, deadly to flies. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The popular low-calorie sweetener Truvia is safe for people, but according to a study in the journal PLOS ONE, it's deadly to fruit flies. Drexel University biologist Daniel Marenda said his son Simon first discovered the phenomenon 3 years ago, working on a sixth-grade science fair experiment into the effects of sugar substitutes on fruit flies.
And after about 5 or 6 days, he came back and he said, "Dad, all of the flies in the Truvia vial are dead." And I thought, that's kind of interesting, right? So I thought, we should repeat this experiment.
Miranda and his colleagues at Drexel confirmed the finding. Now they'd like to figure out how the compound kills the flies and how it affects other insects. The goal would be a product that's safe for people and pets, yet irresistible and deadly to pests. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
WTAW News time is 8:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. The efforts to hire and retain minority teachers and administrators in the Bryan School District led off this week's school board workshop. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says more will be done next year to allow teachers to network with their peers, particularly new teachers.
Our African-American teachers, we want y'all to visit and have an opportunity to visit, bring in some African-American leaders, same with our Hispanics, but then same with our whites. The whole thing is just our new teachers need an opportunity to share and vent and get experiences and just have that opportunity for collaboration, just conversation. And I think that in of itself will help us with our retainment part of it, because as a new teacher or even a veteran teacher, you really want somebody to share things off of. It doesn't need to be an administrator.
Online at WTAW.com are statistics showing the race breakdown of employees in Bryan ISD during the last 5 years, along with recruitment and retention efforts. In light of this week's EPA announcement placing more restrictions on coal-fired power plants, comes the idea of using nuclear power. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who is a retired energy company executive, suggests nuclear supplying 80% of America's power in the next 50 years.
So that we're building nuclear power plants as these coal plants reach the ends of their respective lives. And that way you can go green, if you will, without totally disrupting the economy and relying on technologically proven and economically proven power sources.
Flores thinks the Obama administration's new regulations will raise the cost of conventional energy so high it makes alternative energy sources seem more attractive. In a related story, the chairwoman of the state's Public Utility Commission says federal subsidies for wind energy must be curtailed. The Austin American-Statesman reports the memo Donna Nelson sent to fellow commissioners also called for wind developers to strengthen the electric grid that brings wind power to market. Nelson's memo, according to the Statesman, reflects efforts among conservatives nationally to cut federal investments in renewable energy. The Texas A&M System hosted a statewide group of private investors at Miramont Country Club. Assistant Vice Chancellor Brett Cornwell says researchers with seven companies affiliated with system universities and agencies are offering opportunities to commercialize their work.
One of the things that researchers are figuring out is that if they are working in a field that has commercial interest, it's a lot easier to get research dollars from companies than it is from NIH or NSF.
Cornwell says these system-related companies are looking to build on well-established foundations.
They're in a stage where they're in human trials. They're in phase three human trials. They're in late-stage animal trials. We even have companies here that have sales, and they're just looking for additional capital to move the company further and faster.
In addition to new venture presentations, those attending the event also received an update on emerging technologies from system agencies and universities. Cell phone records and photo lineups are among the evidence used by College Station police to identify two suspects of an armed robbery. That led to the arrests of Texas A&M football players who were then kicked off the team.
19-year-old Darian Claiborne and 20-year-old Isaiah Golden are accused of taking $1,500 from three men who believed they were going to buy marijuana from the former players. According to the arrest report, Claiborne also struck one of the victims in the face with a handgun. The arrest report indicates detectives obtained the cell phone of one of the victims and found two calls were made to Claiborne just before the robbery. Claiborne and Golden were also identified by the victims in photo lineups. Both were arrested Tuesday, Golden on the A&M campus and Claiborne during a traffic stop in Bryan on South College between Villa Maria and Carson. They were held in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $120,000 each. Jail records show it's Claiborne's third arrest since December and Golden's second since February. Investigators are asking anyone with information to call police or Crime Stoppers. Additional charges and arrests are possible. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
An Anderson County man is jailed in Brazos County, accused of indecent contact with a child. Bryan police report 70-year-old John Alton Curtis of Elkhart, south of Palestine, walked into the city mission last week claiming he didn't know who he was. With the assistance of Adult Protective Services, Curtis's identity was confirmed Wednesday, which led to finding out about the arrest warrant from Anderson County. A search of two Bryan homes early Tuesday morning by Bryan and College Station police led to four arrests on drug charges. The neighboring homes were on Virginia Street near the intersection of West 28th and Palisota. According to the arrest report, officers seized from one home close to $6,000 of K2 and suspected promethazine codeine syrup. Officers also found nearly $1,100 cash and a suspected stolen Sam Houston ring. Two of the three occupants were arrested, 66-year-old Curtis James Hall and 43-year-old James Frederick Hall. A search of the home across the street led to a seizing of personal use quantity of K2. Two occupants were arrested there, 19-year-old Ezequiel Alaguez and 20-year-old Arturo Pina. WTAW News Time is 8:36 at 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
It's 8:37. Let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Considerable sunshine developing today. A few passing clouds. Temperatures up to 90 today. A few spots may get as warm as 95. We could have a little bit of a breeze developing today as well. Some clouds may form late tonight. Lows near 75. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, breezy with a high close to 90. Partly cloudy, 75 through tomorrow night. Saturday's going to be sunny and highs will range anywhere from 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
CMT Music Awards handed out last night in Nashville. Hosted by Kristen Bell, Florida Georgia Line won two. The boys got Duo of the Year and Collaborative Video of the Year when they worked with Luke Bryan. Performance of the night, ZZ Top, along with Florida Georgia Line. Video of the Year, Carrie Underwood, see you again. Duo of the Year, Florida Georgia, as we mentioned. Female Video of the Year, Miranda Lambert. Male Video of the Year, Blake Shelton. So they each got to take home their little statuettes for bookends. CMT Performance of the Year, Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie. Doing all night long, really. Male Video, Blake Shelton. Breakthrough Video, Cassidy Poe. Okay, there you go. If you're out and about in Thailand, and I know you will be.
All the time.
And you see a friend across the street, be careful how you wave hello. Splay those fingers, please, lest they look like the three-finger salute from the Hunger Games.
No. Oh.
Time magazine reports the gesture has become an emotionally charged symbol of resistance among opponents in the May 22nd military coup. In the southeastern Asian nation's ruling junta's thinking about banning it. According to Time, quote, scores of those pro-offering the salute during weekend street protests have been dragged off by the troops. A scene eerily reminiscent of the Suzanne Collins novel and the movie franchise, which depict, of course, the future society ruled by the Penum, is that right? The Penum regime? For all you Hunger Gamets. I don't know.
Pan-Am?
Pan-Am, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. Latest Star Wars movie underway now. Yesterday, Lucasfilms and Disney selected a director for the upcoming standalone Star Wars movie that'll be out later. Josh Crank, who directed Chronicle, is doing the Fantastic Four reboot and will be doing the Star Trek film, which should be the second standalone film produced, and the first one being done by the Godzilla director.
Do you want to build a Death Star?
Yeah, really. You probably know the term helicopter mom. That's about a mom who basically is micromanaging every area of their child's life so that they can have the best high school experience. Usually they don't. But there's going to be a movie now about a mom of a high school student who believes her son might be gay and then goes out of her way to make sure that she sets up dates. So, there you go.
Full on Chinook there.
Why? Be a helicopter, I think, folks know, but just in case.
Twin rotor mom.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Both ours.
Very good. All right. So, we were mentioning a little while ago before we interrupted ourselves, which I do from time to time. Another History Channel miniseries is in the works. But is history not changing to FYI?
I have not heard that.
Maybe that's H2 that's going to FYI. I'm not sure. I think I saw a promo the other day. Among those higher-end channels, I think I watch H2 more than any of them right now. I'm just kind of in a groove on that.
I do, too, quite a bit.
They have a pretty neat series, which is called American Slang.
Yes.
Where they just talk about different stuff. They were discussing
Is that where you got the barn burner?
No, as a matter of fact, I just looked that up, being fast and adroit as I am on the computer. Because I'm airier-dieter than you. No, that's where I found that.
Because I'm airier-dieter
Airier-dieter, yeah. Anyway, straw poll. Where I found straw poll was what you would do to find out which way the wind was blowing was throw up a bunch of...
straw.
That's it. So that's how they came up with straw
I'll
pole.
Be darned. So yeah. Wind testing.
Yeah, something like that. Congrats to the crew behind HBO's soap opera Swords. The show is now one of the most watched series on TV. The Hollywood Reporter says the fourth season, currently averaging 18 million total viewers, including Patrick and his wife and others.
Mm-hmm.
Including first-run viewers, encores, HBO Go, and on-demand viewings. That is more than double the Sunday average, which is around 7.2 million. The only HBO show that's done any better than that was Sopranos, in at 18.2 million during its fourth season. So soap opera with Swords may, in fact, pass that if you consider it. And The Walking Dead, which is currently cable's most watched television series, it averages about 18.4, just so you know what's out there. Watch either of those?
I
fell
off
the Sopranos.
I used to watch Walking Dead. But.
Now, how long can you go on with that to the point where it just becomes meh?
Apparently 1.5 seasons.
Yeah, well, I mean, for you. I understand. I mean, how many times can you blow people up? You know, you blow their head off. Is that how you kill them?
Sure.
All right.
I don't know.
Stake
to the heart.
Yeah, something. Okay. So a man in Washington State accused of leading police on a chase and then trying to outwit them with his clever disguise. Officers tried to pull over the unidentified 33-year-old for allegedly driving a stolen RV. Police gave chase for over an hour before the suspect crashed into several cars in a house in Granite Falls. Police say that when the driver fled on foot, weaving in and out of several neighborhoods, in the process, he allegedly ditched all of his clothes.
So his disguise was nakedity?
Change his appearance. Well, I think one homeowner said somebody went running through the house in his underwear. He said he was running from the cops and needed clothes, and I said no. By the time he was arrested, he was dressed in a lady's T-shirt and jeans, so I guess maybe there was some good Samaritan out there who decided to give him some duds when he decided to shuck what he had. Just saying. Authorities in DeLand, Florida say a 57-year-old man, Jorge Luis Rivera of New Jersey, walked across a dark area on a highway and after crossing the concrete median, stopped in the middle of the travel lane, began drinking a beer. That's when Jorge was in the road when the sport utility vehicle hit him. Police said that he was intoxicated.
No.
And police in West Midland, England, have released a clip of a lady. I was going to play this, but she's got such a thick British accent, we wouldn't be able to understand her. It'd be the same thing if a radio show in England was trying to play something from a 911 call in College Station. We tried to talk to him, but we wouldn't be able to understand him. Anyway, she complained that the ice cream vendor didn't put enough sprinkles in the right places. There were apparently a few too many on one side and none on the other.
So it was unbalanced sprinkles.
Something like that. Well, I'm just thinking that's, you know, obviously people from Alabama.
Something's unbalanced in this.
Moved to England. Yeah. Well, just, you know, I guess it happens. Oh, here's the other soap opera with sword story I was going to do yesterday. Fans of George R.R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire series, which is the actual name of the Game of Thrones books, have been waiting nearly 4 years for his next book, The Winds of Winter, to get some kind of release date. By the way, have you read any of those, Patrick? Just anecdotal.
I'm bad at reading books in general.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, okay. I made it 4 chapters in. Good book. I'd keep reading if I was a better reader.
But you just don't enjoy sitting still to do that?
No, I love it. I love everything about book reading. It's one of the vexing parts of my life. I made it more than 3/4 of the way through Atlas Shrugged, got to the John Galt speech,
yeah,
which is apparently like 70-some-odd pages. Yeah. I had heard it. And I said, okay, I'll take this on when I have some time. I'll sit down, I'll read it.
So you
and I stalled out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was the worst.
Hello.
Hey, man, I tell you what, you just don't play it. Stay on that. English are talking funny and see if they can figure it out. They understand me.
There you go. No doubt. Thank you, sir. We almost did, too. You know, one of those that I did, which really annoyed me, was I read The Stand by Stephen King. Which is a commitment, okay? I mean, it's Atlas Shrugged sized almost. And it's, you know, I'm 625 pages into this puppy, and here comes the big, you know, the big climax, which happens in Las Vegas. And it's over in like 4 pages. I'm going, really? That was it? And again, I was probably about 23 or 24 when it came out, you know, and I'm just going, man, it's going to be a great book. I was really liking Stephen King. I was reading all this. I haven't read a Stephen King. No, I have. I've done one Stephen King since then. One. But that was it.
You just fed up after
that. Well, I mean, really. Fool me once.
And it was well written. It's like, okay, well, I'm running out of ink. I think I'll stop here. You know, just... anticlimactic. But anyway, while we're talking about George R.R. Martin, many of the fans have joked over the years that Martin would be dead before he finished his novels. But now the harsh reality is just how far away from publication Martin's Winter has come to light. In an interview with Game of Thrones editor Anne Gruhl, he says, I currently have 168 pages submitted back in February of 2013 in order to receive a contracted payment. He's just in it for the money. He said, I no more exist because I keep talking about a chapter and a chapter and a chapter, but the average page count in his first 5 books is 1,066. Mm-hmm. So if he's only into it by that much, it could be a while. Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise will be out. Is that this weekend or the weekend after? Sometime soon. Based on a book titled All You Need Is Kill. The movie's title was changed to get rid of the word kill. Of course, you probably remember that The Butler was changed to Lee Daniels the Butler after MPAA's Title Registration Bureau ruled out that the film could use just the title of The Butler because there was one back in 1916 by Warner Brothers, which was a short film. So Will Smith's Hancock was to be titled Tonight He Comes, an early draft of the script so far, but they had to change that. And Pretty Woman's original title was 3,000 in reference to the amount of money paid for a week's worth of Julia Roberts' character's time.
Wow.
So there you are. Disney, which made and distributed the film, thought that 3,000 sounded too science fiction-y. And so as a result, they didn't think that they would get the audience that they wanted. And so they did that. So See, titles to movies that you never find out about. All right, here we go. It's about 12 till.
WC Tractor and Bad Boy Mowers are teaming up to give you a chance to mow with an attitude for free. Stop by the open house on June 13th and 14th at WC Tractor and Bryan. Take a look, test drive a mower, enjoy refreshments, and enter to win a free Bad Boy ZT Elite mower. Yep, they're giving away a $5,000 zero-turn Bad Boy mower. And if you purchase a mower, they're going to give you five chances to win. WC Tractor, located at 2214 North Earl Rudder Freeway, or see details at wctractor.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and for a while now, I've been telling you about Gun Corps and their CHL classes. Well, I actually had someone come up to me and ask what a CHL class was. It dawned on me, not everybody knows what that means. CHL stands for Concealed Handgun License, and in Texas, you have to have one if you're going to carry a concealed weapon. Well, Gun Corps, with a brand new range, is offering brand new classes, like Texas CHL, Defensive and Tactical Handgun Training, and carbine training, which is AR-15s and rifles of that nature. They do it every weekend, and they'll even buy your lunch. To find out more, go to gun-core.com.
Acme Glass has been around, gosh, since 1946, downtown Bryan, and they're still doing what they did then, and that was great service for your glass needs or your glass wants. And it really doesn't matter what the situation is, but most often people are in touch with Acme Glass because they have some sort of an emergency situation where they need to get a piece of glass replaced. And Acme Glass responds to that, and they always have. Now, remember, they're open a half day on Saturdays, and that's convenient for you. Maybe you've got a vehicle that has a glass problem, and you can't give it up during the week, so open a half day on Saturdays, and that makes it convenient. Could be that you've got a do-it-yourself project that you want to work on the weekend. That half day open means that you can go by there, get a piece of glass cut to size or something done with maybe a mirror, and you can go on with your project. So Acme Glass there to help you out when you want to get a project done as well. And it doesn't matter whether it's a commercial application, one for your vehicle, one for your home, Acme Glass can do that for you. Maybe you just want to add some glass to your home, maybe you're remodeling or you're building. You know, there's a drama to glass that you can do, and you can see examples of work that Acme Glass has done here in Bryan College Station and all over the Brazos Valley. Just stop in and let them show you some of those. So they've got two locations, one in downtown Bryan on Main Street and one across from the main entrance at A&M. Acme Glass, when you need glass and want glass.
Hope Pregnancy Center and the A&M College of Medicine's chapter of the Christian Medical Association are hosting Gifted Hands, Gifted Lives, an evening with Dr. Benjamin Carson. In 2013, Dr. Carson spoke Truth to Power at the National Prayer Breakfast. On August 26, you can hear him at Rudder Auditorium speaking boldly on the issues of today. Event sponsorships, including a private reception with Dr. Carson, may be purchased through Hope Pregnancy Center. Call 979-695-9193 or visit partnerwithhope.org.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's about 5 minutes till. No, about 8 minutes till. New report says that at present funding levels, the idea of sending a manned mission to Mars is pretty much impossible. That is the conclusion from the new National Research Council report, the result of the 18-month, $3 million investigation mandated by Congress. The report says that to continue on the present course under the present budgets would, quote, invite failure and disillusionment and the loss of longstanding international perception that human spacecraft space flight is something that the United States does best. The report says going back to the moon is more practical, but Mr. Obama is opposed to that. So that's the hard reality. We can't afford to go. We're U.S. Americans. You can't tell us that we can't afford something. Because, once again, we're U.S. Americans.
See? What does it matter what it cost? Never mind. I'm not going to go down that rabbit
hole. That's right. So how bad is traffic out there?
Awful.
Well, it's interesting because we do say that, but it doesn't take far for us to travel to know that we got it pretty good here.
Don't tell people.
Anyway, if you live on the West Coast, it's not good. TomTom. I didn't even know those people were still in existence. What does TomTom do now to stay in business? You any idea? I mean, doesn't everybody have a GPS on their phone?
I think some people still have them. Okay. They may have them on their phone, but yeah. I know I still use mine if I'm going on a long trip.
Well, I guess, and also maybe they have available the opportunity to find out about construction or maybe other things. I'm not sure.
Anyway, upgrades and downloads.
Yeah, yesterday they unveiled the list of the five most congested cities in U.S. America. Ever one of them is on the West Coast. The company measured travel times during peak periods and compared them to non-congested periods and included traffic from highways. So here you go. Number five is San Jose. It is the third largest. Wow, I did not know it is the third largest city in California.
Really?
Fifth most congested metropolitan area in the United States. Number four is Seattle. Delays of up to 83 hours per year on your typical 30-minute commute.
Yee.
Honolulu, which also features the most condensed metro area in the nation, making traffic nothing short of a nightmare. Number two, San Francisco, overall congestion level of 32%. And number one, of course, Los Angeles, which has a delay of 39 minutes for each hour that you spend driving. You hear that? A delay of 39 minutes for each hour that you spend driving. My wife listens to a guy named Bill Bennett, listens to him on a radio station in Philadelphia. But sometimes that's not available, and so she listens to KRLA, which is in Los Angeles. Okay, consider she's listening at like 5 o'clock in the morning, okay, between 5, 6, 7, something like that. That's 4 o'clock in the morning in L.A., and they're doing traffic reports.
Wow.
4 o'clock in the morning, traffic reports in Los Angeles.
No, thanks.
You better be making a lot of money. You better just be making a lot of money to make that worthwhile. I cannot imagine. Okay, so here you go. The top 10 anti-father destinations.
Anti-father. Okay.
Not too early to book that trip for next weekend to celebrate Father's Day at some off-the-wall place. If you're a single guy and don't want or need the whole dad thing, AskMen.com came up with, of course, the best party places for single men, so that would be anti-dad. Number seven is New Orleans. Well, of course, America's most decadent city. Number six would be Moscow. Number five would be Rio. Number four would be Vegas. Number three would be Amsterdam. Number two would be Tijuana. Number one would be Pattaya, is that right, in Thailand? I don't know how that's
I don't know. Okay, don't get me to lie.
That's right, okay. And there's a new type of clothing, and it claims it will tone your muscles and burn calories for you. Oh, good, because we wouldn't want you to expend any energy to burn calories, which I thought was what it was all about. It's called, let's see, kinesiology with an S in front of it. This would be
kinesiology.
Listen to you. Listen to you. Wow. Yeah, it's kinesiology. I guess that's it.
Wow.
Invented by a team at New York University.
I took some kines classes in college.
Yeah. So these are now skinies. Anyway, kinesiology. Yeah. New York University medical students who had trouble finding time to exercise. So the clothes work by resisting muscles, and they are designed to burn calories during everyday activities. LifeScience.com says the team entered an entrepreneur competition, and they won $75,000 to develop a prototype of this clothing. In preliminary tests, people burned 20% more calories when wearing the pants.
20%?
Yep.
That's quite a bit.
Yep, than when doing the same amount of exercise wearing normal clothing. The pants contain resistive bands that produce a feeling similar to walking through water. They work like a Chinese finger trap. When you pull on the bands, they tighten the same tendons as the body do. Well, that's a pretty neat deal.
That's something I'm guessing you want to wear every day, though. That sounds a little chafy.
Yeah, otherwise, hello?
Yeah, I believe that word is actually the answer to a question. They're like, what's the name of this class? It goes, kinesiology.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Support the 100 Club of Brazos Valley by visiting your local McDonald's this Saturday, June 7th between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Visit one of our local community heroes in the drive-thru and a portion of sales will go back to support the 100 Club. McDonald's and the BCS Chamber of Commerce are proud to give back to the community.
About a minute till. High temperature today will be about 93, 94, something like that. Heat indices maybe up near 100, probably over 100 tomorrow.
I found something pretty neat today.
Yeah?
It's a Twitter account, and it's called Real Time WWII, just so you can get there, World War II. And yesterday they were live tweeting the attack on Midway.
Really?
They just take 1942 and go at it, and essentially real time, just shifted. 72 years.
Wow. And of course, D-Day, that celebration's coming up this weekend.
So that might be an account you want to follow this weekend.
Good. Once again, it is
Real Time WW2II. Roman numerals again.
There you go. 1968, this date, Robert F. Kennedy assassinated in the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. 1993, a New Jersey court ruled that a father had to pay for the legal defense of his two teenage sons who'd been charged with trying to kill him.
What?
Yeah, what can I say? And in 2004, on this date, Ronald Reagan, 40th president of the United States, passed away. He was 93 years old. It's 9 o'clock. We're back tomorrow. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.